Gather.
Trying to get finished by 11:30.
Yes, that would be nice.
Okay, we're back. Session, and we're now proceeding to the Finance and Budget Committee section. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody should be aware there are six action items on the consent agenda. Items number 1 through 5 were approved at our March 25th committee meeting. And of course, Finance and Budget Committee action item number 6 was approved this morning at a special call meeting. I'd like to follow the consent agenda with an exception. I believe that probably be appropriate to take action number 6 and treat it as a separate. And if there are no objections to that, I'll consider that a unanimous consent.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Of all but six. Okay. I have a motion and a second on action items number 1 through 5. Any discussions or questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carries unanimously. And we'll now go to action item number 6. And to commence discussion, I will ask for a motion to approve action item number 6.
Move to approve action item number 6, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, I have a motion by Regent Selke, seconded by Regent Burt. Is there any discussion, comments, or questions regarding this action item?
I've made my voice known in the earlier meeting.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I will now call for a vote on action item number 6. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Is the record so noted?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Okay, we'll move into the last facet, other business. A couple items wanted to report to Regents. I met with President Ransdell last Friday for over 2 hours to go through his annual evaluation. It should have been distributed. Each of you should have received a compilation of the presidential evaluation survey report that was taken. As always, we had a very engaging conversation. I will say to you that the budget situation kind of flavors a lot of those conversations as it has for the last year. I report to you that everything was constructive, everything was positive. I found that the trend lines continue to remain effective and highly effective. We talked about some of the issues that occurred last year and how the board and he worked through those things, I thought, admirably. That being said, I would report to you that the evaluation was comprehensive, engaging, and I think, as I said to President Ransdell, he continues to be a phenomenal president that serves not only the university but this community. With that, Mr. President, would you like to chime in?
Thank the board for its confidence and support. We have a lot to achieve over the next 14 months, and we are about the business of doing just that.
Any other questions or comments from any of the regents?
One comment that I'd like to make is in the process of our search committee and our meeting with the national firms, it's very clear from all of them that they view the stature of Western Kentucky University to be very high. They credit much of what's happened the last 20 years to that, and I think because of the transformative change that President Ransdell has brought to the university, both in terms of the physical aspect of the campus, but more importantly, the academic progress that's been made here has positioned us well to hopefully find an outstanding person to follow a very tough act.
Anyone else?
You were talking about Julie, weren't you?
As a matter of fact.
I just want to get that on the record.
We recognize, I say we, the search committee, and I think our board does recognize that the importance of a significant other needs to be part of the equation as we look at potential successors. So that's a great point, and Western Kentucky University has been very fortunate the last 20 years to have the first lady that they've had, and that should be on the record too.
You know, I am curious about one thing. How did, if you know, Gary, none of us were around when you were selected, how did that selection process occur for you?
There was a search firm and went through a very similar process. And it came down to a group of finalists, and then just as this process will unfold, the board took over as a committee of one to interview and go through the necessary steps of campus engagement with the finalists. And then the board got it down to a couple and deliberated for a week or two and made a choice.
I'll also interject that my wife was on the board and the search committee at that time, and as others have heard me say, you know, that, so I can elaborate on that sometime for you, but it gives me nowhere to hide.
Okay.
We don't hit another home run.
I probably should say that as part of the president and my conversation, I asked him to comment about this board and us and how we're doing, and I obviously think those comments were engaging, and I would say, and you watch his body language when I say this, I would say that I have found the board to be more and more engaging in the process. We have developed, a lot of us have been around now for a while, and so our level of expertise and familiarity with the process and the institutional history and those sorts of things have developed, and that, you know, we've demanded more of him. I see an increased demand upon his engagement and whatnot.
Is that fair?
The only thing I would add is the process that we have followed each year for the last 19 years and the material I present to the board at the beginning of each calendar year includes an assessment of achievement of goals from the previous year and a list of goals for the coming year that drive my action and my focus so I would, as always, welcome board input on that performance review, more of a self-assessment than anything, but would welcome board input on that process that the board received on January 29. So any input pertaining thereto would be well received.
Okay, before I move on, final call. Any other comments? Next item is our normal yearly process of appointment of a nominating committee. Considering the pattern that we followed over the last couple of years, I've asked Regent Porter to chair that committee, Zilke and Regent Harris to serve on that, to form a committee of three to bring back nominations for the board's consideration. And if there's no objections, we'll let that be the board's consensus. Mr. or Dr. Bale, any follow-up on the presidential search update that you want to relate at this time?
Well, just maybe a brief thumbnail sketch of where I envision things going. And again, we're still very much a work in progress. to address Regent Ridley's concern. There is still a possibility that we could expand the search committee, but right now, we've been concentrating on the search firm, which we move forward with today. The other thing that is preoccupied Julia and myself recent weeks was organizing a number of open forums with the faculty, staff, and students. We had the first of two faculty forums last Friday that I was pleased with. There wasn't a huge turnout, but those that were there were brought up many points and issues that were well taken. I think it was a nice session. This afternoon, later on, we'll meet with the staff, and then next Wednesday afternoon, we're going to have a session with students early in the afternoon, and another opportunity for faculty to give us input later on next Wednesday afternoon. We wanted to get these in before the end of the semester, or too close to the end of the semester, before summertime disbursement occurs, feeling like getting early input from these important groups of stakeholders was critical. I think we'll see the search firm folks get on campus probably fairly quickly, and the next few weeks and maybe even next couple of months will largely be spent developing a position profile in the context of the mission of the university, and also with a review of our institution, where we are, where we think we need to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because those will be important matters as we look for the attributes and skill set of our next leader. So it's going to be a busy next couple of months, and by midsummer, I think we'll be seeing nominations and or applications moving toward a semifinalist list early in the next semester or fall, and then winnowing that down to a smaller group. The charge of the search committee being to present this board a list of 3 to 5 finalists by December 1st, if not sooner. Along the way and over the summer and fall, I anticipate that we will have other open forums with alumni groups. I anticipate that we will have at least one of those in Louisville, where Cynthia and Julie Henson reside, and where we have the largest concentration of alumni. I think there will be other groups involving the Bowling Green community that we would wish to get before, and I would not be at all surprised if we have a follow-up forum with faculty, staff, and students even next fall. All that remains to be seen, but we will have important input from our search firm, who will bring a great deal of organization. They'll bring some objectivity to the whole process, and then these national search firms have a broad network that we'll draw from in terms of not only ideas and how we go through the process, but in the potential candidates that may be out there. That being said, I think that in the end we do want as much of this in our selection and the position profile to come internally from the Western family, and that's where search committee and will come in. So I hope that doesn't confuse anyone. And again, this will be a process that evolves over time, and we will keep our eye on the prize, which is finding the best person we can and not let the process get in the way of that.
I want to compliment Dr. Bell and the search committee for their efforts. We're off to a great start. And the foundation is going to be strong, and appreciate the recognition of the WKU family. Your agenda gives us some calendar dates that we need to be aware of. Commencement May 13 and 14. I know Julia has an email out to folks what time you can attend. Draw your attention again to the Finance and Budget Committee meeting, which will be a critical meeting. Julia reminded me at this most recent break that as we're looking for dates, lots of folks are coming up with conflicts, vacations, trips, what have you. We're going to try our best to accommodate, but at some point we're going to have to call the ball and have these meetings. And at the end of the day, I will defer to Regent Johnson, who is chair of the Finance and Budget Committee, when we have to have one, we'll have to have one, but we'll be as accommodating as possible, understanding that from Ann Mead's staff, they need time to get the budget together and those sorts of things. So it's a work in progress. We'll try to be as accommodating as possible. Notice your summer retreat. Obviously, homecoming is on the list. Is there any other items that any board member wants to bring everyone's attention? Julia, what's our tour plans?
We need the shuttle. You all can take a few minutes, gather your things, go to the restroom. We will have a shuttle here by 11 to take us over to the Center for Research and have lunch and a tour of the brewery.
Are we supposed to take these with us?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we will not be coming back here. The meeting is adjourned.
Where are we going after?
Not here.
Which is here.
No, but back.